Hello, sir. Aren't you Tim Sr. from the TNT podcast?
Why, I am. I am Tim Sr.
Where the hell have you been?
I've been every point of the compass but here.
Well, we've really missed you over in Cleveland, and we've been wanting to podcast, but where have you been? You let us down. Where have you been at?
I've been every point of the compass but here. Oh. I'll tell you what. I'm here now. So let's get down.
Yeah!
You know, the podcast! TNT is in the house.
We're back, and we're ready to vent.
Woo! Oh, I'll tell you about venting.
All right.
0-5. Bring it on, Tim Jr.
0-5 here in Cleveland. Okay, so we're talking about a team that went undefeated in the preseason, but can't win a regular season game.
For nothing.
Why? Can anyone answer me why? Is it the quarterbacks? Is it the receivers? Is it the coaching? What could it be? What is it? What do you think it is?
I'll tell you what it is. It's having a ballish coach that doesn't want to go for fourth downs, that doesn't want to, like, just try things different. No, we got them. We ain't had a lead yet. One lead. We had one lead in one game.
One lead in one game.
How long did that last?
Not long. We should have won that damn game against the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, we went up against a guy who was in Cleveland and didn't win a single game in Cleveland.
And it was like 2-35 lifetime.
That is sad. I mean, honestly, if you're not crying now, you're going to be crying real soon.
Wait till we're 0-12.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be crying then.
I mean, okay, let's talk about quarterbacks. We got DeShone Kizer, who, by the way, is not starting this upcoming Sunday. Kevin Hogan is. How do you think Kizer's done, you know, these past five games?
Well, I thought that one game that we should have won also against Cincinnati, I thought he played his best game then. But he stunk it up.
I mean, he's just let us down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, we can't put all the blame on him.
No.
We can put some of it on our receivers.
Well, I mean, he's got no playmakers whatsoever.
None. We got Coleman, who's hurt, who was supposed to be our number one.
Yeah. And, oh, man, what a signing Kenny Britt has been.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that was good spending money.
That
right
was
there.
Great. Kenny Britt.
Wow.
All-star team. Oh, my God.
It's pretty sad when you're one of your running backs out of the backfield, the Dukester, we love him, has got more better numbers than a freaking star receiver.
That's sad. That is so sad.
Sad.
Now, one receiver I do like who's not getting a lot of attention, Rashard Higgins. I like him a lot, but again, man, I mean,
well, he's there, and then he just freaking appears.
Where is he? Does he get the ball? There's times where he does. And then, there's times where he doesn't.
Then you trade for Sammy Coates. What the hell's he done?
Sammy Coates has been hurt. I mean, he played what against the Jets? What did he do?
I can't even remember catching a pass.
David Njoku, yeah.
He's been a bright spot.
He's tried. He's tried his best.
I like him. I think he's going to be good.
I think he's moving up. You got Myles Garrett, who made his first debut against the Jets. Got a sack on his very first play.
That's huge. That's big. That's big.
Very exciting.
And then he got another sack. He got two sacks, and he was only playing third downs.
So how about that?
That's awesome.
Now, I did hear that he went up to the sideline, and he's rubbing on his ankle. Don't know if he's going to be with us against Houston.
Oh, no.
Have no idea. There's been no signs. There's been no news that we've heard of.
I have heard a little news from Tony Grossi, and he's been limited in practice. He's been doing the bike a lot, and he probably won't start. They'll probably limit him in play. It's kind of like they did last week, which I won't be angry about, man. Put him in third down.
Now, let me ask you, do we have a prayer in hell against Houston at all?
You really want my opinion on this?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the guy we should have took, Deshaun Watson, has only got 9 TDs in his last freaking 2 games.
Last week, didn't he get 5?
He got
5 TDs.
Did you hear what Wentz did last night?
What?
3 touchdowns.
Wow.
And the win over Cam Newton at his house.
You know that there sounds exciting. That sounds nice.
And don't let me even want to talk about all the quarterbacks we passed on. They got a big thing that tells you all the quarterbacks. You know, we even passed on Big Ben. It's terrible.
The problems in Cleveland. Is it a curse or is it in the staff?
Okay, I think it's in the staff, bro. Okay, you take teams like, say, Green Bay.
Yeah.
Green Bay hardly ever goes into the free agent wire. Why? Because they go in the draft like a team should, and they fucking get kick-ass players, and they never have to sign free agents.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I say it's scouting. Our scouts blow ass. I will say this loud and clear. Our scouts blow ass. What do I have to say? Johnny Manziel. Bust. You know?
Big bust.
Big bust. And that's a feud. Brandon Whedon was a bust. Freaking the dickhead from Texas. Colt McCoy, bust. The dickhead from Notre Dame. He's doing TV now. Bust. It's just... should I go home, bro?
Go ahead.
Because I tell you what, man. If you ain't got scouts... I mean, if you got, like, say, in the last, say, 3 years... Our first round picks, and even last year's first round pick, Coleman, he's on the bench. There's like three or four that's not even with the team anymore, man. And you take a team like Green Bay or somebody else that's got some good scouts. They got the same players for 5 to 10 years. It's not fair, bro.
One of these days, one of these years, do you think we can have a team that's worth a damn? I mean, the way we're moving as it goes right now with the staff that we have, is anything going to change?
Bro, I tell you, I don't think it will. And yeah, I hate to see it happen, but I think in the off season, if you want to play this thing out for the rest of the year, go ahead. And I think you should. But I say at the end of the year, you're going to have to clean house. Jimmy Haslam and D.D. is going to have to clean house, man. GM's gone. Paul D'Adesta, gone. Hugh, I love him to death. He could be he's a great offensive coordinator. He's not a head coach. Go on.
We need someone with a little bit of attitude, a little bit of balls. We got a coach, you know, our kicker, our award-winning kicker, Zane Gonzalez. How many shanks did he have against the Jets?
Okay, he did. He had like, did he have three shanks?
Three shanks.
Okay, now, the 50-plus, okay, that's a hard kick.
Cool. We understand.
In that stadium, man, it's hard to kick in Cleveland.
It's hard.
But would he shank like the 30-plus?
Come on.
Man, that's extra point.
Come on. And, you know, that could have been the game tie. The other one could have been the game win.
And then why are we getting these turnovers in the freaking red zone, man?
Oh, I want to know. But my point was, with the kickers, we got a coach that goes over there. Oh, buddy, it's okay.
It's okay, buddy.
You missed the kick. Oh, that's fine.
That's okay.
Fuck no! Get in his ass!
Let's get it next time.
Ream his ass until he cries like a little bitch and goes hide somewhere.
Don't ream my ass, coach.
Oh, I'm going to ream him, motherfucker!
Coach, no!
Kick the goddamn ball through the fucking yellow things! You have one job on this team.
One job!
And you can't fucking do it!
Yeah! Good thing you ain't gotta go out there and play like the old kickers did. Luke Rosa for the Brownies. He played lineman and he kicked! And he was good!
So you have one fucking job.
One fucking job!
On your bench. And you just sit there until you're needed, and you can't even do your job.
You can't even do your job, man.
And Hugh...
Why in the hell did we keep that fucking kid? Why didn't we keep that other guy? He's kicking his ass off right now.
Well, I mean, then you got our coach, who just goes over, it's all right.
It's all right.
You get him.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Is just, he just, you know, he missed the kick, and it's okay. You know, we're just going to practice, and we're going to do better. We're going to have him do better.
In Cleveland. You have fans that wake up every Sunday just like us.
Yeah, and they dread even waking up.
And then you look at the TV, you look at the scores.
You look at the clock and say, oh man, it's 11:30, man. It's like another an hour and a half until we fucking lose again.
So we are already destined to lose.
Yeah, we're losing.
Thanks for the disappointment every fucking week.
Every fucking week. We got this flag we're trying to carry. We're carrying this flag high and proud. But holy shit, it's getting low.
It's getting very...
It's very, fucking low!
And, you know, if you need any inspiration, Cleveland...
Any inspiration.
Win a game.
Win
Do
a game.
It for your fans.
Win a game before you're freaking 10-0.
Yeah, 10-0, that'd be good.
Oh, God. 10-0, man. Holy shit!
Wow, I wish we could do that.
Yeah.
Do it for your fans.
Do it for the people that love you.
Do it for the people that wake up and dread every Sunday morning and hate looking at that damn scoreboard.
Yeah. Or do it for the ones that wake up and the first thing they grab is their Browns hat or their Browns shirt. And then they look at each other and they look themselves in the mirror and say, wow. Is this a day? Is this a day we get a W, man? Go Browns, because we love this fucking team.
Every morning.
Why are we here for? We're here for a reason.
I mean, that's the first thing I do. I get my shirt. I get my hat. I get my bracelet.
He does.
And I am ready to go.
He does. And I get my shirt. And I get my hat. And I put it on backwards. I said, this is a machine. We're ready for a W.
And what happens?
Oh, man. Second half comes around. Oh, we might be like, say, the... Going into the second half, hey, man, we might be down 10-3, 14-7. Hey, we're in it still, man. But what happens?
It gets larger, and the gap gets larger and larger.
And then by the third quarter, we're turning the fucker off.
So, you mentioned red zones. What about that shit? How many TDs can we have?
Oh, my God. Dude, we had two turnovers inside the five. Who does that?
Inside the five. And you're passing it inside the five.
Yeah.
You have a goddamn running back for a reason.
On first and freaking goal. Run the ball. One time.
It's that fucking easy. But no, we have to throw it.
Three times. What happens on the third time? It's picked off. Or what happened to that little pitch? Come on, man. This ain't Notre Dame football. What the hell are you pitching it for?
I mean, it's... It gets harder, and it gets harder. Harder and harder.
Harder.
I just don't know if it will ever change. Can we get someone, something to make it change?
Well, how do you change it, man?
How do you change it? You get a new damn staff. You buy a team.
Because I believe we have some fucking talent, man. I believe we have talent, bro. I really do. I think you stop these anesthetics or this whatever that anesthetics or whatever they call it.
Analytics.
Stop the analytics. You need veterans, man. I mean, come on. Yeah, it's a young team. It's so young. And yeah, it is young. But man, would it hurt to just have a couple veterans on this freaking team?
It would be nice to have someone that actually knows what the hell they're doing.
I'm telling you.
And you know, not having that's a big reason why we're losing. We got receivers that don't know how to catch the damn ball. We got a rookie quarterback that we've been putting a lot of stress on who, yes, he's trying. He's absolutely trying. Good for him. We love him in Cleveland. And one day I think he'll be a great quarterback in the NFL.
Will,
but you're putting a lot of stress on him right now, and he's not doing too great at the hot plate right now. So Kevin Hogan starting, I'm fine with that.
And Kevin Hogan has just got as many TDs.
I mean... He could be an interesting game with him starting against Houston.
But you go down, and once again, you get another starting quarterback. I mean, I think it's like in the 30s.
It's unbelievable.
Like, you know, since we came back in 99, it's like the 30th-plus starting QB, man. And in that span, Aaron Rodgers has probably played 50 games.
Yep.
Even that red cockhead down Cincinnati's probably played a few games.
I mean, you look at all these sheets, all the, the stats, and every time you look at it, it's like, God, what a shame.
Shame. Ding, 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 ding. Shame.
This is bad.
Bad.
Very freaking bad.
Bad.
And it's only going to get worse, people. You've seen the schedule. You know what the schedule is. It's coming.
11-point dog in Houston.
And you know what's really sad is he's a damn rookie. They just got his ass.
He's a rookie. He should not be an 11-point freaking favorite.
But you know, you do you, bro. good for you, Houston. You got a great QB. Someone that we had right there in our palms. Here he was.
We're hoping you really blow ass, because don't forget we got your first and second round picks.
So, yeah, gets harder, man.
We got your first and second round picks so we can pick another quarterback.
That's going to do even worse.
Well, shoot. What can you do, man?
What can you? Hope and pray, bro.
Hope and pray, bro.
You know.
It would be an upset.
It would be a humongous upset.
Upset city.
Do you see it happening?
No.
You don't see that?
Do you see that, man?
Fuck no.
So what do, man? You wake up.
You put on your equipment on and...
Hope for the best.
You win. Hey, you don't. You're not surprised.
Do you feel better that Kevin Hogan's starting now?
I feel better. I feel better about that. He can do some great drives. He's great on the run. He can do some fakes that fakes the camera guy out. Hell yeah, I'm confident with that.
I agree.
But I'm not confident in, you know, his ammunition. Where's his receivers?
Where's the playmaker, man?
Where's
that go-to guy?
He's not there.
Not there. We have a not-there guy.
He's not there. He's miserable.
Mystery man.
Thank you, Casper.
Time for Halloween season.
At least we can look forward to that, man. And you know what else, you know, can really ease the tension when it comes to game day?
What do you think? Some chicken wings.
Chicken wings, sure. But, you know, there's...
How about some barbecue ribs?
Barbecue what? Oh, wow. Yeah, for sure, for sure. But
How about some cheesy nachos with some sloppy jalapenos?
Okay. If you're into that kind of thing... I was thinking more of a nice beverage known as an ice cold beer. How about that?
That's good.
So, I know where you can find a lot of good stats about beers and stuff.
Where can you find them at, bro?
It's on the app called Untappd.
Untappd.
And you can follow us on there at TNT Beer Critics. And we also got an Instagram page.
Love that Instagram page.
For TNT Beer Critics on there as well. Follow us, man. We just reached 212 beers.
And that's not a lot compared to lots of these guys, but man, we are really proud of it.
We're really proud of it.
We might go to the ones that are rare, but we also go to the ones that, hey, you know, the Linux Googles, the Shock Tops, the ones that you see besides the Buds and the Bud Lights.
Get away from that shit.
Yeah, you don't need that shit.
You want the good shit, and we can help you find it. So please,
we'll be glad to help.
Go on there and follow us. Another place that, you know, we use every damn Sunday all throughout the week, Yahoo Sports app on Android and also on Apple devices. Follow, you know, your favorite team. Set schedule appointments. Good you know, job. Hey, Browns are losing. Hey, cool, cool, cool. You can see it on your phone firsthand with the Yahoo Sports app. Use it all the time. We're actually fifth in the nation for NFL picks. We were number one, but we kind of screwed up.
Had a bad week.
And you know what? That's fine. Still number five, so, you know, cheer us on there. And, yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Only thing I want to ask Tim is, hey, it is also Cancer Awareness Month, and I want to say the fighters, the survivors, and the ones that lost. God bless to everybody. I know it's rough, but keep your heads up. And like I said before, we pray, we love you, and God bless.
God bless. Very good point. You know, again, sorry we have not been here in weeks, ever since preseason. Finding the time to actually sit down and do one of these things is very rough, especially in the month of October, with, you know, work and all kinds of other stuff going on. But we're trying our best.
We're trying our best.
You know, I know this didn't really cover a lot of stuff. This was more of a vent podcast.
It was a vent podcast, but hey.
It needed to be vented.
And if you need to vent, by golly, do like we did. Find out how you do this and do it yourself.
Do it yourself, because it's a big stress reliever.
It is.
And again, I'm Tim Jr.
And I'm Tim Cedar.
And thank you for listening to the TNT Podcast.